We're very concerned to see that there are more kites being flown around tax reductions under this kind of idea of putting money into people's pockets. But what would actually put money in people's pockets long term is investment, investing in public services, investing in infrastructure like social housing, like offshore wind energy infrastructure, like roads, like public transport, all of those things, like primary care centres. But all of those things require that we gather taxation, that we're actually increasing the tax take. And that's not to say that we're looking to increase income taxes. Far from it. We're actually looking to support people to actually earn a decent wage through things such as a refundable tax credit. So, for example, if you don't earn enough in the tax year to actually avail of your full tax credits, any portion that you haven't used would actually be paid back to you. And that's a much fairer thing to do rather than looking at things such as tax relief or cutting taxation. It's actually the reason it's fairer is because everybody then gets the same. And we'd also like to see governments stick to their commitments around carbon tax. So again, we're looking at an increase of €7.50 per tonne. But what we want to see is that that is ring-fenced, because when you put it all together, it's €166 million in a full year. And we want to see that ring-fenced for just transition, particularly for rural and low-income households who can least afford, I suppose, the measures that are usually talked about. And we talk about things like grants. Those grants are very, very welcome for those who can avail of them. But unfortunately, for those who don't have enough money to actually pay those upfront costs, and they can be very expensive, you're talking 30 to 50,000 euro, we'd like to see more provided for them to support them to do things like retrofitting, even retrofitting kind of on an incremental basis. We want to see things like taxing empty houses and underdeveloped land. We are in the midst of a housing emergency. It was declared years ago, and we just have not seen the emergency measures being put into place. And yet we know that there are vacant properties lying idle. Mm-hmm. So we want to see a levy on empty houses of 200 a month. And that being ring-fenced again by local authorities. So that tax would stay local, it would stay within the communities. The local authorities would then use it to do up their own stock and to invest in further stock, so that we're really bumping up the amount of social and affordable housing within local authority areas, which is really, really important and absolutely necessary. We also want to see things like tax credits being reviewed as part of the budget process, but also then being wound down. So we know, for example, we have this special assignee relief program, and that was brought in, it's called the SARP. It was brought in 2014, and what it was to attract kind of high net worth individuals to come to Ireland and work in these multinational corporations as part of a package to attract foreign direct investment here. That did its job, but it's no longer necessary. Like we're looking at, 10 years later, we have full employment. So it's not necessary to have those kind of incentives now. That's 35 million that we could use for much better purposes, much more targeted purposes to support people with an ongoing cost of living crisis. We want to see things like corporations being taxed effectively. We're looking at a 6% tax with a run up to a 10% tax over time, and that's the effective rate there. We're also looking at increasing the PAYE and the earned income tax credits, and increasing capital gains tax and capital acquisitions tax as a form of wealth tax. They're not huge increases. They're 2 percentage points from 33% to 35%, but they would generate between them more than €175 million in the year. And again, that could be used to invest in things like housing and healthcare and education and transport.
Colette, that's amazing. Thank you so much.
No bother at all.
That's loads. Thank you.